Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Scientists to tap tribal wisdom to save arid lands. Scientists hope to learn from ancient tribal knowledge how to protect fragile lands bordering Africa's deserts as part of a $50 million conservation project, the United Nations Environment Program said. The project aims to marry the methods traditionally used by local people living in the continent's arid lands with modern land management techniques to protect rare desert habitats, animals, and plants. In the past, most of the time we told them, the locals, what to do, said Mohamed Sassay, a program officer with UNEP. Now we will listen to them, sharing with them and working as a team, he said. According to UN figures, 66% of Africa is classified as desert or arid, where local people have learned to live in harmony with nature over thousands of years. Rising populations and the erosion of traditional values and farming methods have intensified pressure on these environments, endangering much plant life, including some varieties that could yield new medicines, UNEP said. Scientists are hoping to tap into local knowledge to find new ways of managing the environment, drawing lessons from people in 9 sub-Saharan African countries covered in the project: Botswana, Burkina Faso, Kenya, Mali, Namibia, Niger, Senegal, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. Nature Fights Back News. Wild elephants have killed at least 5 people, injuring 10 others, and made about 500 people homeless in southeastern Bangladesh over the past few months, officials said. In the latest attack, elephants killed a man and destroyed 10 houses at Ramu in Cox's Bazar District, 420 kilometers from the capital, Dhaka. Forest rangers said the latest death brought to 5 the number of people killed in Cox's Bazar and Chittagong districts over the last month, upping the toll since January of this year to 25. Wild elephants often come down from the hills searching for food, especially in rice paddies, and attack anyone trying to scare them away, officials said. Elephants have also killed loggers who ventured into forests. The story is from the Reuters News Service. Green groups ask protection for Alaskan whales. A group of Alaskan whales that has been more than halved to just 9 members since the Exxon Valdez oil spill more than a decade ago needs new protection, a conservation group said in a petition submitted recently to the federal government. The groups asked for the National Marine Fisheries Service to assign a depleted designation to the so-called AT1 group, or pod of orcas, a transient population that ranges from Prince William Sound to Kenai Fords National Park. That classification, allowed under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, would afford special protection and give scientists an opportunity to study why the whales are disappearing, said Pat Levine, Prince William Sound project manager for the National Wildlife Federation, one of the petitioning groups. The AT1 group had 22 members in 1989, the year of the Exxon Valdez spill. Research indicates that only 9 whales remain today, Levine said. Transient orcas generally range over larger distances than do resident orcas, but that is not the case for Prince William Sound's transient orcas, he said. Those whales roam through areas that were coated 13 years ago by spilled Exxon crude oil. That disaster, the worst spill from a tanker in U.S. waters, may be contributing to the decline, he said. Some of the whales were seen swimming around the Exxon Valdez as it was grounded in spilling oil and were never seen again, Levine said. Environmental activists suspect that the whales are suffering from more widespread and chronic pollution. Tissues from one member of the pod, a whale that was stranded and died in the summer of 2000, were found to contain extremely high levels of pesticides and toxic chemicals, they said. This story by Yareth Rosen of the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by.